Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. This mountain of prophetic interventions, God will intervene for you in all your areas of concern. Wake up to this altar daily, first thing before you do any other thing. Let it be God first in your life. Listen to Turning Point. Maybe while still lying on your bed, sitting, kneeling, pacing up and down, you could even take your phone along with you to your restroom or kitchen if that is what you do first as you wake up. Anyhow, let it be prayers, worship, and meditation with God every day as you wake up. After listening to Turning Point Audio, engage in all the prophetic actions we will be led to take for the day, then turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet, also authored by me. Read the short Bible study for the day, and then combine these two, Turning Point Audio and Turning Point Booklet. Subscribe online for Turning Point Prayer Booklet, for subscription and subscription renewal. Chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you are just hearing this. Welcome to Saturday, the 17th day in August 2024. Be responding with amen. I receive it. I pray you will walk into an unsolicited help and assistance this weekend. Your name, your children's name, and everything connected to you shall receive help from high quarters. Open your hand. God will give you houses you did not build, orchard you did not cultivate. God will make you reap where you did not labor. Others have labored and worked hard, broke the new ground, and you will enjoy the bountiful harvest. I command reapers angels to go out on assignment for you, your business, your career, and your children. I'm hearing restoration. Restoration. Who is this? Whatever you have lost, missed, or denied shall be fully restored back to you very soon. Congratulatory messages shall pour in for you. Do this. Pull your ears a bit and let me bless it. Your ears are hereby sanctified to receive good news. Get set for miracle phone calls, miracle SMS, miracle chat, and miracle email. Say amen, I receive it. Today's special prayer is for waiting singles. Waiting singles, male or female, and parents and guardians that will stand in the gap for them. Look for a thing that is connected to marital destiny. Prophetic wedding ring, prophetic wedding flower, or a wedding program. Hold your love ring finger and hold all those things. I prophesy your wedding destiny, your married destiny is about to open up. Your God-ordained spouse will locate you soon, or you locate her soon. You shall be gloriously and beautifully wedded very soon. Delay is over. You are supernaturally released into a beautiful home in Jesus' name. Say amen. Please anoint yourself and your wedding love ring finger. It shall be as prophesied here. Tomorrow is for waiting mothers. So waiting mothers, get baby things and baby names ready. August 17th celebrant, your prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will mark August 17th yearly in fullness of joy, in power, good health, and prosperity. Happy birthday. Listeners, now let's run. First issue for insightful teachings today are set in by a listener. Good morning, sir. Sir, you did not pray for August 16th celebrant. Oh, wow. Is that? Okay, August 16th. Yesterday's birthday celebrant. Open your hand. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live long and you live well. In Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Next. Good morning. I have questions for Pastor. In your devotional, you talk about reconciliation with neighbors. Is there a limit to this? Once you notice there are people in your life who act as though they have ill feelings towards you, is there any need to reconcile with such people based on Mark chapter 12 verse 11? Are there relationships you should not reconcile with? Wow, good. If there are people around you that are difficult to relate with, then live your life and move on. You talk on reconciliation. Reconciliation only happens when someone you have relationship with before at a time, and suddenly you pull apart but want to come together again. How to go about that is in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 17. Jesus teaching there, he said, if you have aught against your brother, go to him or her alone. If he says no, take one or two people along with you. If he still will not budge, bring the church into it. If he still resists, he says, leave him and let him be like an unbeliever to you. So, anyone that will not want to relate and reconcile with you or relate closely with you in the neighborhood, live your life and move on. Don't do evil to them. Just live your life. Friendship is not by force. It is by choice. Next, good evening, Pastor. I was married in 2008, but by 2020, the man took me to court and divorced. Now he has married someone else that even have a child for him now. My children, 15 and 12, are not happy that we separated. They made him to buy an expensive phone for me during my birthday. We now communicate and spend more time talking on phone. He even regretted his actions then. But we have been legally divorced in a court of law. And my church does not accept divorce. Neither has he come up to my family to say it to them officially. He is really supporting me now financially, unlike before. But what do you advise me on this? Because I don't want to live on assumption. God bless you, sir. Wow. Yes, you are correct, my daughter. You are right. Don't live on assumption. Or else you could have your time wasted and then be traumatized the second time. I think the man has put himself in a very difficult situation with marrying another woman. He must have realized his mistake and is fully now. And of course, your children are behaving normally. Teenagers that they are, they want and wish their parents to stay together. Scripturally speaking, you are the right wife. That is your home. But the onus is on him to make up his mind to do the right thing, no matter how difficult. Or does he want to become polygamous? And then will you also take that? This man is not a Christian of any substance. Please ask him what he wants to do. Right the wrong, reconcile with you, and settle the other woman out of his life, but take care of the child between them. The truth is, it is not going to be easy for him. But as a man, he needs to make a decision. Don't allow him near you for sex. That is what this kind of relationship will gravitate into, unless he decides to correct his mistake and do the right thing. I don't think there's any law that says once a couple is divorced in a law court, they cannot go back and redo the wedding. All lawyers on this platform, please advise us on this point. All right? Don't let him play any game on you. If he cannot come out clean to fully reconcile with you and settle the other woman off his life, leave him and trust God to resettle you with another marriage. Your children will understand later as they grow up to understand life. Don't let him waste your time. He should come out clean player. He owed his two children, he owed them their upkeep allowances and also their schooling. Next, good morning, TPGF. I have a question concerning tithe. Can someone give tithe out of a bride price? Wow. Oh, yes, now. Bride price is an income. Tithe is an income. Call it traditional gift. It is an income. Pay tithe on it. Next, good morning, sir. Thank you for your prompt and apt response. I feel a sense of relief now as my pastor insists on paying the tithe, though I have paid the money with immediate effect. Wow, are you the one that your pastor said you should pay tithe from the proceed on selling the only car you have to pay part of the debt you owe? Next, I changed my surname to my present name. I am answering now. My question is, whenever the former name is mentioned in a prophecy, in a church, and the people bearing the names are asked to come out, do I need to come out for the name or stay back? Thank you, sir. Wow, no, you have changed your name to a new one. So as far as you are concerned, the new name is your name for prophecy and prayers. It is only on document. You need to say former names remain valid. But for your new name is now your name. Next, sir, how can I be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit? Wow. By staying close to the Word of God, doing what the Word of God says, and by listening to the prompting of the Holy Spirit inside your spirit and obeying His leading. And of course, you should authenticate it with the Word of God to be sure it is the Holy Spirit speaking to you, because the Holy Spirit will line up with the Word of God. So we will not be tempted to obey some other spirits that are not Holy Spirit. Use the Word of God to authenticate. Listeners, we'll continue from here tomorrow. I hope you have been blessed. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Let what is blessing you bless people connected to you, beginning from your family members, your children, your friends, and your neighbors. Is your communion element ready? Get it ready. I will pray over the communion for you. You pray over it again, and you drink and you eat. Have you paid your tithe on your new income lately? Tithing and seed sowing are our covenant obligations to God as long as we live. It is for the expansion of God's kingdom on earth. It also shields us away from devourers and connects us to God's power. Keep it up. Don't let anything discourage you. No committed, faithful tither and seesawer will be left stranded in life. I thank God for the tithing and seesawing grace upon TPGF on this platform. Keep it up. If you want us to send you the commission's account, including the PayPal detail for your tithing and your seesawing, send a chat message or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. That line only. For TPGF members and listeners in United Kingdom, youth are Turning Point Global account, your newly opened at HSBC Bank, so that you can receive sterling to sterling account and save us some charges and commission. The number to chat or send SMS to for HSBC account or Turning Point Global in United Kingdom is Adeola on 074-111-28401. Do so now. Then take the communion and let me bless it. I bless the cup and the body of Christ in your hand. As you eat, exercise dominion on every ache and pain in your body. You are healed. You are lifted. You are connected. You live a vibrant, happy, and fulfilled life all your days. Now pray more on the communion on your own. Pray in the spirit. Pray in your understanding. And when you are done, eat and drink. The power of God will go into action in your life immediately. I speak to everyone's life today. You are blessed as decreed. You will not have less. You will have more. What God cannot do does not exist. God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.